And good evening, everybody. It is Wednesday night, and come rain, sleet, snow, or hail, it is the Josh Thompson Coaches Show live at Red Bones Grill in Montgomery. Good evening, everybody. I am Mike DeCourcy, joined by the head coach of the Bar E Vikings, Coach Josh Thompson. Good evening, Coach.
Hey, it's good to be back here at Red Bones tonight. And like you said, the weather's cold out there. It's frigid, and the snow's coming down. But we're going to have the coaches show tonight. And like we said, it's good to be back here at Red Bones. Last week, we had to have it a little bit early. You still made it out to Red Bones anyway on Wednesday.
Well, we still took the children to church, and my wife and I came in here and enjoyed a nice meal of food while we waited on the kids. And I told Cindy that night, I said, just, you know, it's now to the point where on Wednesday nights when you don't come and you know, break bread at Red Bones, it's almost like you're cheating on somebody. And if there's anybody I don't want to upset in the world, it's our good friend Cindy Wilcher.
Well, that's absolutely the truth. And you know, I didn't get to enjoy my typical tenderloin sandwich like I normally do on Wednesday nights, but over the weekend I had a ton of Red Bones pizza.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. You had the big Storm the Court. It wasn't a tournament this year. It was just our little kids got a bunch of games, second through sixth grade. And talking to Cindy before we got started here tonight, her crew down here made, I think she said 57 or 58 pizzas during the weekend that everybody that was bought and sold at the concession stand, with a big chunk of that profit going back to the Bar E senior class.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it's that weekend, and this is my third year here at Bar E. The first year we did it, girls sectional weekend. Then we moved it last year, and it just didn't seem to have the same zing, I guess you would say, as far as attracting teams. And we moved it back, and of course, a lot of that has to – do with you know, as far as getting a bunch of teams. We had 58 teams this year. A lot of that has to do with a lot of these schools have just said, hey, it's just too much to try to get it in. But you know, we've got a tremendously supportive administration that said, hey, we can do this. We can socially distance. We can put teams in pods or pools and play them and get them in and out of the gym in 3 hours, and you don't have a lot of cross traffic and changing of gyms. And so we were able to have 58 teams, and I heard nothing but great compliments from the officiating, which was excellent. John Mullen, big shout out to him. John helped us get the officials organized for this year's tournament at both sites, at Bar Eve and North Davies. Did a great job there. Heard nothing but good things about the competition. Mr. Ash was one of the coaches, and a lot of our feeder coaches that had input to the schedules. We put teams together that would be really competitive. And then all the way down to the concessions. You know, the senior class made a good chunk of change on the concessions. Cindy definitely helpful there with supplying the pizza. So this has become something that now is kind of a part of what we do, and we hope those teams continue to come back in the future. And I think with our facilities, tons of compliments on the new gym and the setup there in the new gym. So our facilities for a small school are second to none. And we're really happy about the opportunity to host that every year.
Yeah. So, well, each week on the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, we break it down into three segments: the week that was, the week that is, and try to have a little bit of fun in the last segment. Of course, last week, big shout out to some people in the Bar E media class. We had to record it at 8:15 in the morning. So, yeah, your daughter Hannah Graber,
Lindley
Sheets, some people there in first period helped us out and got us all set up. So, thanks to them, and you know, we're back to business here tonight. Well, only one game to speak of last week, and that was last Thursday night down at Jasper. And obviously, you know, we talk about how when you have the ranking, when you have the notoriety, you're going to get everybody's best shot. We got that from Jasper last week, no doubt about it. But I think, you know, the great thing is Hagan Nett basically didn't play. Kurt Hope fouls out. And your kids, they find a way to get it done down six with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, you know, last week, you know, I was talking to some people, and we were talking about the North Davies Ligoti weekend, and that we didn't feel like we played real well, but also that those teams gave us a really good shot. And, you know, and one of the things that the comment that was made by a former coach in that conversation was, hey, that's a sign of a good basketball team, that you cannot play your best against really good competition and still come out on top. And I feel that's, you know, something that kind of carried over to last Thursday. I knew Jasper was big. I knew they were physical. I knew that they would give us a really good shot. You know, you talk about atmospheres. I thought the atmosphere was great last Thursday night. You know, their pep band was out, their cheerleaders.
Yeah, they had people back in the gym for the first time.
Yeah, and it was just a great atmosphere, and it kind of felt normal a little bit, and it was a great rivalry game to go down there and play. And this Barre-Jasper thing has become a little bit of a rivalry, especially with us getting the better end of the things the last couple years. You know, they're hungry to beat us. And then you add to the fact that the Heichelbeck kid is starting to really play well. And some of these games that they lost earlier in the year, when they lost on the road to Linton in overtime, they lost to Ligoti the next night at home, the Heichelbeck kid didn't play in those games. And he's, I think, their best player. Big 6'4", 6'5 kid is really stout, can shoot it from the perimeter. And so they're kind of hitting their stride. Now, I know they lost by one last night to Mater Dei, but I think they're going to continue to progress, and they'll make a run in the sectional down there in Evansville this year. But, you know, John's kids came out and they competed, and I didn't think our guys did a very good job in the first half of realizing quite what we were up against. And then you talk about in the second half, we have Kurt foul out, we have Tyson Nett foul out. Both those guys are fouled out on the bench with about 2.5 minutes to go, and we're down six. And from that point forward, every play that we had to make, we made, and that play went our way. But again, I think that's a mark of a good team, that you find ways to win.
Well, and in high school basketball, especially when you're playing, you know, there's a lot of years where you play six kids, but you know, you sometimes you play seven, sometimes you play eight, and you try to tell, and it's hard to coach high school kids when your livelihood and when it's, you know, dependent on a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, you've really, really got to.
Thanks, Terry Hassler.
Yeah, you know, well, yeah, Terry Hassler, what a guy.
Yeah.
But you just, you have to really constantly keep preaching, hey, you know, stay ready, your number may be called.
Yep.
And, you know, in that game, you know, Tyson Knepp had to play so much because Kurt had fouled out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jameson Miller had to play, you know, he's really just worked his way back into the rotation. You know, Devin Graber, who's had a couple games where he's maybe not started well,
mm-hmm.
he ends up being the hero. And,
yes.
and that's where you constantly have to tell kids, be ready.
Cause Tommy
numbers,
Kidwell
Tommy
didn't
Kidwell,
play first half.
Your number's going to get called.
Yeah, yeah, you go back to that list of kids there, and obviously, you know, Devin, tremendous shot. You know, and I'm going to talk about that shot here in just a second a little bit more in depth. But Devin obviously makes the last shot. The offensive possession before that, we had to have a made basket, not necessarily a three. Jameson Miller hits a big three off of a flare screen for us. You know, obviously everybody contributed on the defensive end and some big rebounds and big stops. But, you know, you go back to Tommy Kidwell. Tommy hit two big threes there in the second half. Tommy didn't play in the first half. And Trey Showalter talked about that after the game. He said, you know, there's something to be said for younger kids watching our team, that you have Tommy, Jameson, and Devin, who were all at different times on the bench, and they didn't put their heads down. They just said, hey, when coach calls my number again, I'm going to be ready if and when that happens. And all three of those guys, you know, came in and did a great job, made big shots. But going back to Devin's shot, Tim Helfen, who's a good friend of ours, Tim sent me a video of that last play, and before the play was made when we came out of the timeout, there was something that was a little thing that Tim caught that I didn't catch in going back and watching it, but it was Jameson Miller was lined up on the same side with Devin Graber, and he walked down to Devin, and those guys fist bumped each other like, hey, we got this.
Yep.
And, you know, that to me just really tells me that our guys are locked in and they're really hitched together getting ready to go into the tournament. You know, if you got five guys out there that are all on an island and they're all being individuals in that situation, I'm not so sure Devin makes that shot, but just that his teammate kind of gave him that fist bump, and then we run the set for Bryson, gets busted. Devin's guy came and he overhelped, and then Bryson found Devin in the corner and makes a big basket. But, again, hats off to all those guys for being ready when their number was called.
Yeah, and, you know, talk a second about the health of Hagen Knepp here. I think, you know, a lot of people – I think after the sectional last year, when everybody knew he was so ill and he came out and played so well, I think everybody just assumed, oh, it's, you know, it's Hagen. He'll come out and he'll have 20 points and 10 rebounds and he'll do his thing. And I think it was pretty evident early on that, you know, he flat out couldn't go.
Well, you know, I've always felt like Mike, to have success throughout the season, and especially to have success in the postseason, you got to stay free from illness and you got to stay free from injury, major injury especially. But, you know, this year, being in the middle of a pandemic, and hopefully we're closer to the end of it than we are to the beginning, you've got to constantly be worried about keeping your guys safe and keeping your guys healthy. And I think our guys have done a pretty good job for the most part with that. And then, being free of injury. You know, Hagan's injury against Wood Memorial happened very early in the game, and it was one of those injuries that was really odd because he really wasn't around a whole lot of guys. He just kind of rolled his ankle cutting for a rebound on the offensive end. And so he pretty much was out the remainder of that game. We didn't play the rest of that game. And then that rolled into on Tuesday and Wednesday in practice. He didn't practice. But Thursday morning, he did go through our shoot-around, and we just thought, well, we'll kind of play this by ear. Obviously, his mom and dad were involved in that decision as well. But, you know, we were given the green light of, hey, let's go with what he can do. And, of course, Hagan's never going to tell you, I can't go. But we could just tell very early from some of the things that we called for him that he was a step slow. And, you know, we just didn't want to risk further injury to him. Like you talked about, Tyson Epps has been playing really well for us lately. So Tyson came in, and I thought he did a really nice job in Hagan's absence. But, you know, now Hagan's really starting to progress back and get healthy. And if there was ever a time in our schedule where maybe an eight-game or an eight-day layoff was necessitated, this was it, because it gives guys that have been dinged up a little bit some time to rest.
All right. Well, that's segment number one, the week that was. Bar Eve knocks off Jasper last Thursday night down in Jasper, 56-54. And Gutty Road win for the Vikings and moves us into this week. When we come back after this short timeout, we'll talk about the week that is, and it's senior night on Friday, tentatively at least, as Bar Eve getting ready. So back for the second segment of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show right after this.
Hi, everyone. Here's your latest forecast from the JT Express Weather Center. For tonight, cloudy skies, some areas of some snow, and a little bit of a wintry mix. Nothing major, but some small accumulations are possible, dropping down to 18. Then for tomorrow, still some snow showers will be possible, high of 28. For tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, cold dropping to 15. As we head for Friday, partly cloudy, stay cold, a high of 25. And that's your latest forecast. I'm WTWO meteorologist Jesse Walker for WAMW.
And back for the second segment of the Josh Thompson Coach's Show. And Coach, every Wednesday night this has become kind of a thing. Red Bones, the sponsor of the Josh Thompson Coach's Show, but as we talked about, also the sponsor of just post games and date nights and family dinners and the things that you and I like so much.
Well, and you know, it's a special place, and they always, I guess for lack of a better way to put it, it's kind of the old adage, they always leave the light on for you. I know a couple weeks ago, Cindy had reached out to you and I and asked us if, you know, we wanted anything to eat on our way home because they were getting ready to shut the grills down. And, you know, it's always nice to have a place like Red Bones that takes care of the media, takes care of the coaches, but more importantly, takes care of the players.
And the thing I like about it is there's just so many times where you see a team of three officials that come in here on their way home, and they're – you know, they win, lose, or draw, they're comfortable enough to come in here to Red Bones and have a meal after the game's over and hang out and talk shop.
And sometimes after they tee coaches up. But
when's the last time you got a technical, Coach?
No, it's been a while. It's been a while. I think the last time that I got one was in our holiday tournament when I was coaching at Vincennes, and we were playing Indianapolis Howe. And I think that's the last time that I got one. By the way, we won that game.
It all worked out.
So it didn't turn out too bad for us.
All right. Well, the week that is, segment number two. And tentatively, we've got South Knox on Friday night. And I get to pack all the radio equipment and head to Sellersburg, outer Sellersburg, Indiana, on Saturday with the Bar Eve media team for Bar Eve and Rock Creek Academy on Saturday.
And a little disclaimer on that. Make sure that if you're headed to that game and you buy tickets, to check the address that we post on social media and that the Bar Eve Athletic Department posts on social media. Because if you just Google or MapQuest Rock Creek Academy, it'll take you to their old campus, which is about a mile and a half from where you need to be. So make sure if you're getting tickets, and we'll be posting that information tomorrow night, I think. If you're getting tickets to that game, make sure that you check social media outlets for that. But, you know, you talked about the weather earlier, Mike, and Mr. Ash and I have been talking all week, and we've got about 16, 17 different contingency plans for what-if scenarios.
Welcome to 2020-21.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was looking out the window today, and, you know, obviously not in a state of depression, but you look out there and you just see the snow coming down, and Mr. Ash and I are working on trying to add another game in that spot where we were supposed to play Pike Central and for next weekend to make sure we don't have a weekend without a game. And there we are working on that, and it could be all for naught, because if we lose out on these two games here this weekend in any way, shape, or form, then that just blows the plan right all to pieces. So, you know, hopefully we can get these games in Friday nights for the conference championship. South Knox, a very good basketball team. Holscher kid, I think, is one of the best point guards around. And Mater kid's really stepped up for them. Robinson's really a good shooter on the perimeter. And then the Candler kid, a sophomore, started to play a lot more for David. And he really helps him in the middle because he's 6'4 and he's athletic. They beat Evansville Wrights on Saturday, and I watched that tape. And, you know, Coach Adams and Coach Patton there at Wrights, I'm sure, were trying to prepare their guys, kind of like what you were talking about with going into our Jasper game. But until you get out there on the court and get punched in the mouth a little bit, sometimes you don't believe until that happens. Well, by the time that had happened, South Knox had got control of the game.
Well,
and they were able to play that the way they wanted to play.
And you go to some of the more, you know, the social media rankings and this and that, And the three big social media accounts in Southwestern Indiana got together, and they've done their cumulative rankings for all the teams, you know, classes one through four. Wrights was ranked number two.
Yeah.
And South Knox knocked them off last Saturday, 38-36.
Absolutely. And if you look at other games like the Linton game, I watched that film the other day, and I think with 2:30 to go, South Knox had the ball down two. And they missed a shot inside that could have tied that game. And then Linton ends up winning by seven at South Knox. You know, they went on the road to Bedford and played Bedford very close. They had Bossy on the ropes for three quarters. So this is a team that we're going to have to play really well. Getting off to a good start is going to be a premium, because if you get behind South Knox, you know, it's like getting behind Orleans or Lagodi or North Davies, then they can play the game at their pace. And we definitely don't want to allow South Knox to do that on Friday night.
Yeah, certainly. And you know, full disclaimer here, and my dad would be very happy for me to mention this. My grandmother is a 1937 graduate of Wheatland High School. So, you know, we've got some South Knox, you know, stuff going on there. So
you've got some blood from that side of the county.
Yeah, North Knox, South Knox, and the like. So, but no, Saturday we go to Rock Creek Academy, and a team we played last year. And, you know, we talked about it, we joke about it, but, you know, there's a element of our schedule here where sometimes you can only play people that will play you.
Absolutely.
And Rock Creek Academy, they're game. And I think they have been game not just to play us, but to play people like us all year long.
Yeah. And that's one of the things. You look at Chris Brown, I think the other day somebody told me he's won like 350 games. He's been there for, you know, over 20 years there at Rock Creek, and he's had some really good teams. His son was a really good player, really nice point guard a few years ago for them, scored over 1,000 points and just had over 500 assists in his career. But, you know, Coach Brown has never been afraid to play anybody anywhere. They play Whiteland, they play Jeffersonville, they play us. They came up and played us last year. And like you said, as much as I detest driving all the way to Sellersburg on Saturday to play a game, you know, at least they'll play us. And there are some teams that we reached out to, you know, when we've lost games that didn't want to play us or would only play if we went there. And Rock Creek Academy is like, hey, we'll just play anywhere, anytime. They came up here last year, so it's our turn to go down there. They've got a nice point guard, the Wallace kid.
Yeah, he certainly is.
Barnett kid is a stud inside. And then, of course, they got a 6'11 project kid, the Dipier kid from Africa. So, you know, it won't be an easy game for us down there on the road on Saturday. That we're going to see a lot of zone on Saturday because they don't match up very, very well with us, but they're also very big inside. So that's not a bad thing for us to see some zone this weekend.
And then, of course, quick turnaround next Tuesday. We're back at home against, as some of my older friends would say, a team on the come, Evansville Christian. They are coming, and they're coming quick.
Well, again, you know, you talk about teams that – hats off to teams that will play anybody anywhere. You look at Evansville Christian, they're going to play Lagodi. They're coming to play us. They're going to play Bloomfield. They've already played North Davies this year. They're a team that's going to go IHSA here in a couple years. And when I reached out to Coach Thompson and said, hey, we've lost Princeton on February the 20th, and – you know, we're probably not going to be able to make the Pike Central game up. We need a game. Will you come play? And he's like, yep, we'll be there. What day? And so hats off again to Evansville Christian for being willing to play us. And they've got a really nice player. The Dunham kid, I think, is one of the best sophomores in Southern Indiana. And we'll definitely have a tall task of trying to stop him and the rest of the team.
All right. Well, that's the week that is. It is South Knox on Friday. It is Rock Creek Academy Saturday and Evansville Christian on Tuesday. Do we want to tell them about next Saturday, or do we leave that alone?
No, I think we can go ahead and say it. There, okay. There's, you know, we have been working tremendously hard to try to find a game, and we haven't had anybody willing to play us, and luck kind of struck today. And again, a lot of this is contingent on the weather. But as long as we don't have to reschedule any games, and as long as they don't have to reschedule any conference games, which again is, you know, a 50-50 deal right now. There's a potential that we'll be playing at Northview next Friday night, and that will obviously be after the coaches show, so we'll talk more about Northview next week, but we really appreciate them potentially scheduling a game with us to help us fill out our schedule, and that would be next Friday.
At Northview next Friday, potentially Brazil, Indiana, the home of Jimmy Hoffa. More on that on the coaches show next week. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, it'll be the last segment as we look to have a little fun each week. So Josh Thompson Coaches Show every night at Red, or every Wednesday night at Red Bones. We'll be back after this quick timeout.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you too can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Indiana Army National Guard, aired by the Indiana Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Martha from Stalls Lakeview in Ligoti. Join us for Valentine's weekend, Friday and Saturday. Friday night, we will have our all-you-can-eat seafood buffet with chicken cordon bleu. Saturday, our sweetheart weekend will continue with prime rib, barbecued ribs, and hot wings. Desserts like fresh strawberry pie and red velvet cake, among others. Come see us Valentine's weekend, Friday and Saturday at Stalls Lakeview, overlooking West Boggs Lake in Ligoti.
Pre-orders are being taken now for Valentine's Day roses from Heller's Country Garden on State Street in Washington. Get a dozen roses for just $59.99, half dozen $34.99, and carnations just $34.99. Plus, add a teddy bear, candy, or balloon to make it extra special. Get your orders in now. The Country Garden is open 7 days a week, including Saturday and Sunday 9 to 3 through Valentine's Day, with free delivery in the Washington area. Heller's Country Garden on State Street in Washington. Call 812-674-0078. It's the big tax time sale underway now at Elvis Music and Sound on Washington Avenue in Vincennes. Everything marked down at unbelievable savings for you. Guitars and amps, bass guitars, lighting, speakers, and accessories. You name it, they got it at Elvis Music and Sound. Serving this area for over 40 years with the best sound for schools, churches, weddings, parties, and more. Remember, Brett and the team at Elvis Music and Sound will always match or beat any online offer. Shop local first. Visit Elvis Music and Sound, Washington Avenue in Vincennes during the big tax time sale and save like never before. Shop online at alvissound.com.
And back for the last segment of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show. I'm Mike DeCourcy alongside the Barbie basketball coach Josh Thompson every Wednesday night at Red Bones. And coach, we always save the third segment each week for a little bit of fun. We've talked about conspiracy theories, country music, wrestling,
and by the way,
parenting.
Go ahead. I don't ever get clued in to really what we're going to talk about.
So. That is a fact. That is a fact. So tonight, our last and final segment is about sometimes when you are a media member, when you are a coach. We are both. You know, I do all three seasons media. You do volleyball. We're going to do some Barbie baseball, some Barbie softball.
Yes.
This year, but there are times when you miss important events, and you can get labeled as a bad husband, a bad father. So tonight, prefacing everything I'm talking about, tonight is my wife's birthday. I'm not going to say how old she is today, but you know, she is 24 years old, plus a round number.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'll leave it at that. But it's Amber's birthday. We did have an off day today. We made lunch, made dinner, got her birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here at the coach's show on her birthday.
Yeah.
She, on my birthday, was literally busy trying to gather film to win a volleyball state championship.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's common for us to miss these important life moments
mm-hmm.
because work, school, etc. gets in the way. So, Josh Thompson, in the span of your marriage to Jamie and with your three children, JC, Ty, and Griff, what is a moment where you've just like, man, my coaching career has gotten in the way, and I have paid for it down the line?
Oh, my. I'm going to have to dig back to probably my Springs Valley days.
Okay.
And, you know, and this one hit me like a ton of bricks. And it was, you know, you get that first head coaching job, and you just feel like, man, I got to make sure that – first impressions are everything.
Correct,
and,
yeah.
And we've got summer basketball. And at that time, I did not have a high school staff put together at all. I just had earlier, you know, in that month, met my high school team and got some guys organized for the summer basketball thing. And I just remember Ty was in the hospital, and he had meningitis. And you know, and Tony Whitaker, thank God for Tony Whitaker, because I've talked about Tony Whitaker, who was the elementary principal. And Tony stepped up to help me with summer basketball that year. But I went back and forth from the hospital. Obviously, after, you know, Ty was stabilized and everything, it was good with him. But I just remember driving back to the hospital the first day that I left to do summer basketball that Tony had some stuff going on he couldn't cover. And I was like, hey, I got to make sure I get this stuff in check and don't put too much emphasis on that that side of things. And I know that my wife has done a great job over the years of keeping me grounded, but that was definitely a time that it hit me. It was like, hey, I got to make sure that I keep my feet on the ground here and don't let this thing get too big on me. And I think, you know, talking to a lot of coaches, I saw Kevin Menke here last week.
Yeah.
He, you know, Kevin.
Saw Kevin, yeah, last Saturday when I was coming in with my tail between my legs.
Yeah, but. Yeah, and that happens, and it happens a lot of times in coaching. But anyway, with Kevin, you know, Kevin was a head coach after me at Wood for a couple years, and he's talked about getting back into it at some point in time. And he said one of the reasons why he hasn't is just because it's hard to find that balance.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's really hard to find that balance as a head coach or a coach of anything, and that's why – you know, I'm very appreciative of all coaches out there. And you hear people say, well, it's, you know, bad things about this coach or that coach. And I'm just like, man, those people are not getting rich. You know, that guy's getting paid at some school $600 to coach junior high basketball, boys or girls, and just really doing a big time service to the community and to the schools. And when you hear people complain about that type of stuff, you just sometimes wish that they could get a real good, quick reality check on things.
But yeah,
just appreciate coaches. Coaches are my favorite people. You know,
yeah,
that, Mike.
I know that, but no, it's one of those things where there are sacrifices made, and not always the best of those situations. But it's part of what everybody does and everybody goes through. So other than leaving your son in the hospital with meningitis, Coach, you know, you've been a pretty exemplary parent.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I would not go that far. Yeah, you know, I would say with the parenting, when there's 100% given, and it should be 50-50, my wife's somewhere in the 98 to 99
yeah.
percentile, and I'm
yeah.
somewhere in the 1 to 2.
I feel that way during volleyball season. I understand. So, no. So, anyway, that third segment, always a lot of fun, where we bust on the coach a little bit or talk some shop, country music, wrestling, just anything to have a little fun. But trying to normalize the situation, and in 2020-21, sometimes you got to take a few minutes to laugh, Coach.
Absolutely. It's always good to step back and laugh and chuckle about things a little bit. And then now as we dig into this gourmet food that we're about ready to get from Red Bones here. Hopefully the Hoosiers can pull this thing off in overtime.
Yeah, certainly. And hopefully Vikings get two games this weekend. That's what's most important.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, for the Josh Thompson Coaches Show every Wednesday night here at Red Bones, thanks to Cindy and her crew each week for all that they do for us. And join us all weekend long. We're going to have senior night against South Knox on Friday night here at the new Viking Arena. The Big Ship, Travis Madison tells us.
The Big Ship.
That's the tentative name. Saturday at Rock Creek Academy. And Tuesday night, home against Evansville Christian. And the weather's tedious outside, but hopefully we get these games in and head to the tournament. And, Coach, we get a nice little run going.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan.
All right, so for Barre basketball coach Josh Thompson, I'm Mike DeCourcy. This has been the Josh Thompson Coaches Show every Wednesday night at Red Bones Grill here in Montgomery. We'll talk to you on Friday night from Barre High School. Good night, everybody.